World War II gun specialist and historian Dirk Spenneman says the battlefield on Kiska is in and of itself a unique cultural artifact.
Everywhere else in the world, you have battlefields which have fought on land where people have lived for centuries before, where you have lots of pre-existing structures, etc., which get demolished in the war, and then people went back there and lived on top of it. So somewhere in this chaos of human habitation is battlefield. Kiska is different because the Aleuts got removed from by the Russians in 1820s, and since then, if you ignore the Navy weather station from 1937, there is nothing on Kiska until the Japanese landed. And then it's this massive development for 1 year. I mean, you have 5,000 Japanese soldiers tearing the place up, building huts, buildings, roads, everything. And then they leave, the American forces take over, I mean, their land is, you know, unopposed. Then they themselves tear the place up by putting lots and lots of things in. So it's a massive military development, and then they all leave.
And what they left behind included massive guns that were remarkably well-preserved by the Aleutian climate. The fog blocked the damaging sun rays, the cold killed microbes, and the isolation kept people at bay. Some of the guns date from the late 1800s and were given to the Japanese by the British.
Even the key museums in Japan have guns which are much more crappy in condition than what Kiska's got to offer. So that is a very great asset.
The Japanese invaded Kiska in 1942 and occupied the island for about a year. In February of 1943, the U.S. built a base on nearby Amchitka. Then, in May of that year, U.S. forces retook Attu Island from the Japanese. That left Kiska in a vulnerable position.
But the moment Attu had fallen, the Japanese position on Kiska was totally untenable. Just put yourself in the position of the Japanese. If the Americans had a base on Attu and an airfield, then an aircraft could take off from Amchitka, drop the bombs on Kiska, fly onto Attu, refuel, rearm, turn around, and drop bombs again on the way back home.
The Japanese knew this and evacuated their 5,000 troops within 1 hour without the American troops ever knowing. When the U.S. invaded Kiska in August of 1943, it was already deserted. Now, the area is a national historic site marked with physical evidence of exactly how different battles and bombings on the island were fought and won.
The fabric, the history fabric of that battle is all there. We can actually analyze it. We can look at some of the Japanese gun positions, and we can look at the bomb craters. And we can tell from it that the American bombing effort was rather more missed than hit.
The guns on the island, which weigh up to 25 tons, will likely stay there. Moving them for preservation would cost around $3 million because they can no longer be dismantled and easily moved. The new exhibit tries to bring visitors to the historic site through Spenneman's modern photographs and through narratives of people who were stationed there during the war. It also includes artifacts from ADAC from the museum's collection. The exhibit will run through the end of the year, then parts of it will become part of a traveling exhibit. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hellman.